95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Those guys were one of your early interviews, I remember. It was at the State Fair in Arizona, Cheap Trick. Have a little chat with them, and you were like, what am I going to ask Cheap Trick about? That's crazy.
It was bizarre.
I'm like, I had nothing to say. I don't know.
I was just a kid.
Hey, what's it like being Cheap Trick?
Yeah, what do I know? How do you even know what questions to ask at that age?
Right? It was like 400 years ago. Seriously, that was a long time. But they're so cool. Great guys, man.
They're cool, yeah. How are you doing?
Good, man. Good. I'm almost, it's Friday Eve.
It is Friday Eve. That's what we refer to it around here because it makes Sluggo happy.
Yeah.
Unnaturally.
And we are looking at some serious time off. I feel like we're going to plug in some holograms and do a lot of hooky.
Sure.
Playing a lot of hooky in the near future for the rest of the year.
But not today.
Nope, we're
not
here.
Not tomorrow.
Nope.
We got Gimme Five today.
Songs with "around" in the title. You know, it's always amazing to me, these songs. You wouldn't think how many songs have "around"
in
them.
Yeah, I mean, I would guess three or four.
There's a lot. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll do that at five.
A new lottery secret. Somebody discovered a lottery secret that I'll pass along to you.
A way to win money?
Uh-huh.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
That's what you do in a lottery.
Well, I never have, so I don't know.
That's true. People are dumb.
Man, that's a fact.
On the show today,
yep.
Your worst Christmas gifts that you gave or got.
Yeah, fess up with Gabe. Yeah. I like Gabe.
I do too.
Those are always good.
Those are always the worst.
I gave a spatula one time to my poor mom. I suck.
I'm useless. You suck.
Useless.
You gave a spatula to your mom for Christmas.
I thought it was...
Did you wrap it up? Put a bow on it?
I suppose I did. I don't remember. I just remember buying it and thinking, wow, this is stupid.
No. You hated it at the time.
I did. I knew it was bad.
A Christmas fight club I'll tell you about. Who's Naked Now and One American Dollar is coming up next. Plus, we've got tickets for Knott's Merry Farm.
And also tickets to LA Kings games.
Correct.
Yeah, we'll do that sometime. I don't know, whenever we get around to it.
It's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
I need dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
Hey, I won my buck yesterday.
You did.
I think I'm on a roll. I think I'm on a Kaiser roll. I think I'm going to win again. I feel it.
It's always the end of the year when these lists start coming out, but this is the top 10 Google searches for Los Angeles.
Okay.
Top 10 Google searches for Los Angeles with the words "near me."
Oh, okay. So people are searching for blank near me here in L.A. I like that.
Yes.
That's cool. That should be easy, having lived in L.A. for so damn long.
It will.
More than half.
If you don't get it, you'll kick yourself because when you listen to it, you go, yeah, okay.
Right.
It's not awful.
Well, the first
it's
thing
accurate that, is what I'm saying.
First thing that pops to mind, and you know, this is, you know, we've talked about this before. If it's not the one that, right? You just screwed. It has to be dispensaries. Dispensary near me.
Dispensary near me.
Oh, come on! What kind of boring people are these? These are not my people.
They certainly aren't. That's hilarious. The very first one you're sure is a slam dunk.
I guess everybody knows where their dispensaries are at this point, though.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And this is the list for 2023?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. I don't know. Pet grooming or sitting.
Pet grooming.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Right.
That's two.
I'm trying to think. L.A. auto repair.
Auto repair.
Near
Let
me.
Let me look.
Unbelievable.
Incorrect. That's three.
One American Dollar, by the way, is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spin one American Dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com. Just take my dollar now because clearly
top 10 Google searches in Los Angeles with the words "near me." Do you ever search like that?
No, honestly,
you
I don't.
Sometimes I'll put in like ATM and it'll pull up.
Oh, that makes sense. Whatever. I do when I'm on the road. Like we're on a road trip.
Yes.
I do it all the time.
That makes sense.
Improv group or acting classes, that sort of thing.
Improv group.
Yeah, like an improv near
me. You know
me.
What? Because you can't get it.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to you.
What?
It's comedy shows near me.
Comedy shows. Well, that's generous. It's the Christmas spirit in you.
Because you don't have enough guesses to get.
Mexican food near me.
All of the Mexican food. Incorrect.
Unbelievable. All right. Yeah. What's LA searching for?
All right. LA Google searches for blank near me. Number 10 is free PCR test.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Number 9 is at-home COVID test.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Number 8 is payday loan.
Oh, that's sad. That's terrible.
Number 7. Maybe you should have thought of this, but then again, I would never think this. Concerts near me.
Well, that's kind of,
That's weird.
That's weird.
Because you find out who's playing where, and then you just go there.
And I mean, I follow the band, so I just know via social.
If they come near my house, I'll go see them.
I'll shut it down. I'll go out and get off my lawn.
I gave you comedy shows near me because you were a sad little boy. Number five is Pilates near me.
Pilates. See, I'd rather be hanging with the people that are looking for the dispensaries.
Number four is plasma donation near me.
Yeah, gotcha. I know what kind of plasma you're talking about.
Number three is cheapest gas station near me.
Oh, sure. That's fair. That's a good one.
Number two is remote jobs near me.
What?
Which is
that
odd.
Doesn't make any sense.
Makes no sense
if
whatsoever.
If it's remote, it can be in Hong Kong.
Right.
You people are
that's
dumb.
The point
They're
of the
searching
word remote.
For that, you idiots.
And number one is a
cost me a dollar.
Is a copy of number three. Number three was cheapest gas near me. Number one is gas prices near me. Sort of the same thing.
But yeah.
That's
well,
the
I
accurate
guess
list
like,
from Google.
Like just seeing how expensive it is as compared to where the cheapest is. But
that could be.
Well,
so you lost.
Clearly, I'm not a Los Angelino. My grandma always insisted we sing that song around the Christmas tree every year.
That's nice.
And she starts slapping all of us and telling us to shut up and go get her a beer. It was great.
That's lovely.
It was nice.
You're
going
to have to tell us more about that as we go along. That's really great. You know, we do a lot of features on this show.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is called What's Up with Florida.
Oh, that's not that one.
That's not that one. But I was going to say,
uh-huh.
almost all of our stories could always be
in Florida.
Because this next story
uh-huh.
is in Florida.
This but one about, yeah?
This one is called Who's Naked Now?
It's called Who's Naked Now?
Who's Naked Now?
I love that little song.
Who's Naked Now?
I think I should start it again. No? Okay.
I kind of like it, too. Here's the story.
Yeah.
It's pretty bizarre.
New tonight, a naked man on mushrooms runs around a Collier County neighborhood banging on doors and trying to get in them.
The night beats Amy Gallo spoke with neighbors at the Valencia Golf and Country Club.
That's a nice little place.
It's a golf and country club, yes.
So it's nice and, you know, rowdy as a.
No, all it's the not really. They even have a gate that she shows us.
So she jumped over that gate
How
and
did you
guy
get in there?
And pounded. Hey, I'm in! I'm coming in!
About all that chaos.
You'd think this gate would keep families from having to deal with what you're about to see, but on Friday night, the person who deputies say tried to get into multiple houses while naked actually lives within these perimeters, and that's
he lives in the neighborhood. What? The dude lives behind the gate. Calls coming from inside the house.
The clothes were left somewhere behind the gate.
And that's one reason why neighbors told me they're hesitant to go on camera. Naked, yelling, banging on doors, even trying to open them.
Wow, he's a fun fella.
Man, he's a huge dude, too. He looks like he's about 6'5".
Really?
Yeah.
I'm guessing whoever lives literally next door to him is not at all surprised.
No, of course. It's not the first time they've seen his wiener.
Staring at Ring camera video, watching as this man shows up at his front door naked, shouting sexual phrases, and he isn't the only one who was spooked. His neighbor was walking his dog when he caught sight of the naked man. And
the dog's like, no way, man, we're out of here.
They show the guy, the security camera, of the guy with the dog, and he's walking the dog along the street, and he just looks to his right, and he hears yelling. And he just runs with his dog.
Come on, Fido, let's go.
Quickly made his way back home, and even down the road, you can clearly hear the man hollering.
Wow.
He sounds like a wild rabbit dog.
He does.
The man whose brother told Collier County deputies was on mushrooms, then wound up at another neighbor's home.
Yeah, but mushrooms are fine. You know, you just go ahead and enjoy them anytime.
You just have to be careful.
Just make sure you keep your clothes on and don't start banging on people's doors in the country club.
My favorite.
He said that. Now, I agree with him on that one.
On that one, yes,
sir. That actually makes sense.
Yep.
Before it all came to an end here, a retention pond where the naked man was pulled out by deputies.
Oh.
A neighbor tells me residents watched as he was handcuffed and put in an EMS vehicle.
Naked, I suppose.
Yes. Imagine being an officer that night, getting the call. Going to the little pond, finding naked crazy
naked,
dude.
Wet, moist, crazy
you
dude.
You have to pull him out of the water,
not
put him in
money.
An ambulance.
There's not enough. There's just, how do they do that job?
I don't know.
According to a CCSO report, the naked man was placed under Baker Act and received no charges, which is why we are not naming him or showing his face.
What? No charges? None.
Wait, what town is this? I'm moving there.
I didn't understand the statute, but it was something having to do with
private property?
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
I'm moving to that country club.
But
I
some
be...
of the neighbors were like, hey, what about showing his spouse?
Yeah, ta-da!
The fact that he was naked.
Considering how molecular it was, that was offensive in its own.
That's sort of against the law, no?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know how people celebrate holidays around the world differently?
Yeah, right,
than
exactly.
We do?
Yep, yep.
Do you have any kind of a Christmas thing that you always do?
Indian food. Yeah, we always pick up Indian food. We used to do it at Thanksgiving, but for some reason, all the Indian places have closed on Thanksgiving now. They were always open. We'd be sitting there by ourselves, and it was a Thanksgiving feast of curry and what have you. But yeah, always grab. What about
sound
you?
Great.
Oh, it's so good. You don't like Indian food?
No, I don't. It's too spicy. It's too spicy. No, you know, I usually have turkey, ham, whatever.
Right.
But it's kind of the same thing. In Lima, Peru.
Mm-hmm.
They have a Christmas fight club. This is one of the weirdest. I started looking all around the world for different places, and this is the weirdest one.
If it doesn't say that, doesn't say the spirit of Christmas, I don't know what does.
Karen Quispy prepares to fight another woman for sport at the Takanakui ritual fighting event on the outskirts of Lima, Peru.
On Christmas?
Yes.
It's a Christmas thing. Christmas, are they wearing bows? Or
Christmas Day in Lima, Peru starts off as families make their way to church. But later in the morning and into the afternoon, it's time to fight.
Yeah, so that brings a whole new way of looking at Boxing Day. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no kidding. But they do this for a reason.
Yeah,
because
they're insane.
The festival is an opportunity for friends, families, neighbors, and business partners to settle their differences outside of the courts, which can be difficult to access for Peruvians living in this rural town.
Wow, all right.
So they just go, you know what, we'll handle it at Christmas.
So whoever's ass gets kicked, they have to move out of the house and hand it over to the winner or whatever they're fighting
whatever
about.
They're fighting over, yeah.
Right, huh.
It says taking part in the fights is voluntary and no one is obligated to accept a challenge, but by refusing to participate, the challenged party automatically acknowledges the superiority of their rival.
So they forfeit, in other words, basically.
It's a fist-fighting festival in Peru.
Wow.
That's how they celebrate Christmas. They fight.
So you're just plain afraid of Christmas Day all along, unless you're pretty sure you can kick whoever's ass.
Oh, I'm going to get killed at Christmas this year. I'm so bummed.
Santa really freaks out. He's like, oh, here we go. All these people with black eyes.
There How they bizarre. They go to church, and then they walk out into this open area, and they do a fight club.
I don't know the last time you were in a church, but it did often make me pretty angry.
Well,
so.
That's true, yeah.
It kind of winded me up a little.
Maybe it would make sense. We have four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Seattle Kraken. It's this coming Wednesday, December 20th at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets. Or if you're caller 25, we'll do some hockey slang. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Bloody hell. Love that song. Just such great stuff from Mammoth WVH. That is I'm All Right. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, it's Paul.
Hey, Paul, do you want to do a little hockey slang?
You know I want to do some hockey slang.
All right.
I did know that. Actually.
In hockey, what is a check? What does that mean?
Check is when you hit somebody as hard as you can.
When you hit somebody as hard as you can.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. Preferably up against the walls, man.
You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Seattle Kraken. It's this coming Wednesday, December 20th at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets, but you got them for free. Four tickets.
Right on. Thanks, Kevin and Sluggo.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
Time to tell on yourselves.
Ah, yay, that's my favorite.
The worst Christmas gift you ever gave.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you can call if you got a lame one.
Yeah.
If you received it.
Yeah.
Funnier to us is you gave it.
Yeah, you just go ahead and say, oh, you know what, I don't know what I was thinking, but I got so-and-so, this or that.
Our man Sluggo has some great examples.
Yeah, I think I was probably 9 or 10. It was the first time I really went with my...
He's using the young defense. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Dad to the mall to pick out Christmas presents for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got her a couple of good things. I think... But I do know that I did buy her a spatula. It wasn't even a spatula. You know those, like, spoon things that just have a bendy thing at the end? I got her that. She didn't even bake. It's like for mixing. It's useless.
But wait, didn't your dad say, what are you doing?
Well, that's what ended up happening is I sort of knew in the back of my mind he didn't care. He was like, you buy whatever you want. And in the back of my mind, I was thinking, this is lame. Why am I getting this? I don't know what I'm doing. I think I had X amount of money left, and I just like...
And that fit it. Okay.
She opened it on Christmas Day. Pretty quickly, they didn't get along, my mom and dad. Pretty quickly, she was like, your dad put you up to this.
No, she blamed him for you being an idiot.
And did I step up and defend him?
No, you
did not. Oh, hell no. And let me tell you why. One of the reasons that I think it was the same Christmas, he gave my dad, gave me a stick of wood. Just a little chunk of wood.
What does that mean?
That's what I would like to know.
What was it?
It was a little piece of lumber that had been lying in the backyard forever, and he wrapped it up.
He literally just walked around and went, I'm going to get that.
Put it under the tree. I never did understand the joke if there was a joke. Yeah, it was under the tree with a little bow.
Was he trying to be funny?
Probably, I'm sure. But I don't know what the joke was. I never got it. So he would give really bad gifts. So he fell right into that, my giving her a spatula.
So you look pretty good.
That was our Christmas. Yeah, that's what was going on at our house.
What a wonderful time at the Sluggo household.
I was still having fun. I didn't care. I was like, oh, thanks for the little chunk of wood, Dad.
All right, 818-955-KLOS, especially if you gave someone something lame. I have here a few examples. One from Twitter is a used MMA magazine for his girlfriend who didn't care at all about MMA.
Okay.
There's a dish towel for an 8-year-old.
A dish towel? Is that like, hey, get to work? You need to start doing a little help around the house?
Yep.
That's lame.
And here's a guy who said, I bought my whole family tickets to see James Brown live. Fantastic gift.
James Brown, bitch!
Literally, within minutes of them opening their presents, it was announced on the news Christmas morning that James Brown had died.
James Brown is dead.
That's not on you, though, dude. I mean, that's not a bad gift. That's a good gift. All right, 818-955-KLOS. You gave or received a terrible Christmas gift.
Specifically gave.
Especially, yes. Call now. 818-955-KLOS.
Not only one of the better songs, rock songs of 2023, I'd say one of Guns N' Roses' better songs.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that a lot. It's perhaps on KLOS.
Talking about terrible Christmas gifts, this guy says on Reddit, a pack of cigs and a roll of trash bags. I don't smoke.
Wow.
I'm not exactly sure why that would happen that way. But we're talking about terrible Christmas gifts you got or gave. What do you got?
Yeah, one year I was at my sister's house for Christmas. I got her a gallon of milk, wrapped it, and put it in the fridge.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Well, I was over there about a week before Christmas, and I was raiding her fridge and noticed she didn't have any, so I thought it would be really thoughtful.
That is thoughtful. That's more thoughtful than a spatula.
It is thoughtful, but not on Christmas. That's the problem. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling,
appreciate
dude.
That. Milk.
Milk. Does a body good. Hi, KLOS.
Hey, I got a crappy Christmas present that I got.
All right, what was it?
It was a DNA kit.
A 23andMe?
23andMe, baby!
Why is that crappy? Some people are thrilled out of their minds about it.
Because I like to shoplift, that's why.
You find out who your early shoplifter ancestors were. That'll be nice.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. Terrible Christmas gifts.
Yep, so I was seeing some girl when I was about 19. She just got a car. And she was like, I need to get some new wheels for it. So I was like, all right, cool. Thought I'd get her some wheels for Christmas. I bought her hubcaps instead. Didn't know that they were hubcaps.
Oh, you thought those were wheels?
I thought they were rims.
Rims. Oh,
I got you. Oh. Back then.
Yeah. That's an honest mistake.
So, yeah. So you got her a hubcap job instead of what you were planning on.
Kind of, yeah.
Dude, thanks for calling, man. I love it. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
Terrible Christmas gifts. We're talking about terrible Christmas gifts. Here's one from BuzzFeed, a spam calendar.
No,
12 months of pictures of spam.
No, like in the dishes it can be served in. Yeah.
I was a 14-year-old girl. I didn't know what to do with my face when I opened it. Which makes sense.
Spam, 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 spam.
KLOS, hello.
So my brother is a police officer, and he bought me a switchblade knife. Nothing screams Christmassy like weaponry.
Why did he get you a switchblade?
I don't know.
I mean, especially since he's a cop. That's illegal.
That's super weird. Did he arrest you?
He's also giving me pepper spray, so, you know, I know. It's just...
all right. He wants you to defend yourself against everything.
He wants you to be safe. Yeah. All right.
You know what's funny is I had a switchblade. My dad found it, and he took it away and gave me a butterfly knife instead.
Really?
You know what those are?
Yes, those little flip ones?
Really fast.
Those are hard to use.
They are. Yeah.
He probably would have gotten along with your boyfriend pretty well.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
You know what? I'm a terrible Christmas gift I'm going to give this year.
Okay, you're already planning it.
Yeah.
You guys remember like 20 years ago those pictures that you used to plug in and it used to be a waterfall, like a 3D waterfall?
Sure. Yeah.
I'm wrapping that and giving that.
So you're re-gifting it. How long have you had it?
Oh my God, since 2002, and I opened it and I looked at it and I was like, no, I'm closing it back up. And then I found it in the garage. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to re-gift this and someone's going to see it. And they're going to go crazy.
Who are you going to give it to?
I'm going to give it to my sister.
I got to say, if you're really wasted, those things are very entertaining.
Yeah, about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's about more like it.
Perfect. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Glad I'm not his sister.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey. Hi there. Bad Christmas gifts.
Yeah. When my wife and I were going out for Christmas once, I gave her $100 cash, right?
Right.
So that kind of went over weird.
And then sure.
We were married, last minute, what am I going to do? There's those little kiosks at the mall.
Right.
I got a nut chopper.
A nut chopper?
Dude, that's asking for trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, so what did she give me the next year? A nut chopper.
She turned around and gave it back? Good on her.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's a re-gifting bonanza right now, actually. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Terrible Christmas gifts you got or gave. The year I gave my ex-husband a Tag Heuer watch, he gave me a $19.99 Walmart blender.
Oh.
We already had three blenders.
Wow. Come on, man.
We are talking about terrible Christmas gifts. You have one?
I was about 10 years old, and my oldest sister is 15 years older than me.
Okay.
And my brother-in-law bought her a stationary exercise bike. And, man, I'll tell you what, you talk about the coldest Christmas.
Never, ever, ever give somebody any exercise program of any kind for Christmas.
I believe you could use this.
Right.
It was a chill in the air. Oh,
that is rough.
Yep.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Thanks for calling. Hello, Kayla West.
I grew up with three brothers. I'm the only girl. Mm-hmm. And they got all the cool gifts. Sleds, good bikes, all that stuff. And I wanted a sled.
Right.
I'm from back east originally. So I get this little Formica red table with matching chairs and little tea sets and stuff. So I was pretty mad that I got this stupid table. And I turned it upside down. And I went down a very icy slope and ruined the table and scratched it all up and held on to the legs and went down the hill and crashed the table. And my parents were really pissed at me, of course.
Ah, but I think you did a good job with turning it into a sled.
Turned it around and used it as a sled.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You're supposed to do whatever you want to with your present. Just about time for Gimme 5 songs with the word around in the title. But you have one more terrible Christmas present?
I do, from Homie in Newport, who is a tweeter that we love. 4 packs of airline peanuts from PSA Airlines. I got that from my great aunt when I was 7.
Here, I got you something.
This is so great.
I'm allergic.
A million
songs in a row
with a round in a title.
I always like this because, you know, we might have some ideas going into it, but then someone who was it that came up with Elvin Bishop fooled around and fell in love?
I believe that is G-Unit 1111.
Tweeted and said, hey, how about this one? I'm like, oh, my God. Sure, okay.
Really, though?
Let's do it.
All right.
Guardians of the Galaxy approved.
That's what I meant.
818-955-KLOS around.
Hello?
Someone's listening to Elvin Bishop really loud in the background. That's you.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you sound like.
What would you like to hear?
Yeah.
Stop dragging my heart around.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. It's Gimme 5.
Songs with a round in the title.
How about Up Around the Bend by CCR?
Absolutely. You know, we got a couple of requests for that. One of the dudes from the Adolescents.
Yep.
I love that band.
Same.
Tweeted at us and also Blended Emotions. So what's your name?
Mike.
Mike, thank you for adding your voice to this very good selection on KLOS. selection.
Thank you.
Selection.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Song with a round in the title.
I'm thinking Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and the Comets.
I love that song. You know, apparently there was a period in time where you could only hear that song in the movie Blackboard Jungle. That's how the movie started. It was
really?
The, yeah, opening track to that, and then it was finally released. But great song. Who's this?
This is Peter.
Peter, thanks for asking for this one. Songs with a round in the title. Yielded two from Tom Petty. You can never have too much Tom Petty.
That's correct.
So stop dragging my heart around in that one. That one is for Mike D, Madeline, and Kirk. Got a bunch of requests for that. And then someone calling themselves U2T suggested one that I can't resist. So after the exciting commercial messages.
Oh, so it's Gimme Six?
Yeah, Gimme Sex. As promised before the exciting commercial messages, got one more song with a round in the title. Got a couple requests for the Cops, the Police, and Wrapped Around Your Finger.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I know that the odds for winning the lottery are 1 in 292 million.
Yeah, exactly.
In the regular lottery.
Right.
I don't know about the scratcher. I've never played a scratcher lottery ticket.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the odds there.
I've done that. I don't know what the odds are.
But
quite
a Brooklyn
often.
Man named Wayne Murray won $10 million in the jackpot.
Holy cow.
In the scratch-off game last year.
Wow.
Didn't move out of his home in East Flatbush neighborhood.
Good to know. Which window does he leave open at night?
And doubled his money with another scratch-off ticket from the same store the next year.
What?
2 years in a row.
Why does that happen with people?
You know, I don't know.
I've noticed, like, when people call and win stuff from the radio stations,
They're
often the ones who always get through. There's plenty of people that never get through, always trying.
I don't know.
Like, this guy.
I don't know the odds, but it's got to be astronomical against buying two scratch-off tickets at the exact same place, the H&A Gas and Convenience in Flatbush.
Well, that's where we need to start driving to.
No kidding. I assume everybody already is.
Right.
2 years in a row, he won $10 million.
That's insane. Did he move after getting the $20 million altogether?
He's
really?
Stupid. He's dumb.
What
don't
is
be
his
that way.
Problem?
I don't know.
I hate that guy.
Kenyan man, 52-year-old Leonard Thuo-Masigaga.
Thuo-Masigaga. Love him.
Who was a high-flying executive at Kenya Commercial Bank, tried to have his estranged wife knocked off. So
yowza.
He was convicted of trying to have his estranged wife killed by...
Why?
Now, he has money. He lives in Connecticut.
He lives in Connecticut?
Yes.
Okay.
How did he try... And have her knocked off.
He got her flying lessons and told the instructor to let her fall.
Okay. That's not bad. That's one.
Okay.
You get two more guesses.
He had her blown up. He was going to try and have her blown up.
Like
something to do with explosives.
Blown up. Okay.
And, or he had one of them crazy, like people that we have, like that are on meth and running around naked, come and attack her at the house.
Okay. Yeah, that's three guesses. No. He got in an Uber and asked him if he knew how to kill his wife. He actually asked the Uber driver, hey, I need to have my wife killed. Do you have any idea how I can accomplish that? Like, do you know where to...
Can you
to get a hold of?
Imagine sitting as an Uber driver in the car. Someone gets in the back, and that's what you know. Freddie Snakeskin, he's driven an Uber occasionally.
Has
apparently,
he?
Yeah. I mean, just keep. Now he might be
he
able
might
to help
know.
You.
Yeah.
He might. You know. So maybe it's not such a bad idea.
It's possible. But this guy apparently, instead of giving him the information on a hitman, called the police.
What?
And the police set up a sting.
Narc.
Here's the report.
Connecticut State in the U.S. An investigation report has it that Leonard Thuo-Masigaga, aged 52 and of Kenyan origin, asked an Uber driver to set him up with a hitman. Instead, the driver contacted police, who had an undercover officer pose as a killer for hire.
I don't even understand getting in an Uber and saying, hey, do you know where I can find a hitman?
So he called the police, and the police are like, yeah, tell him you do know someone.
Yes.
And we'll see where this goes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I love this guy's accent, by the way. Kenyan,
yep.
I'm assuming.
Same.
While equipped with audio and video surveillance, the undercover officer spoke with Masigaga for more than an hour.
Oh, man. What an idiot. And he's got all this money. You would think he'd find some other way.
More than an hour. How long does it take to say, I want you to kill my ex or whoever?
Yeah.
More than an hour.
Less than an hour.
Yeah. Monday night, finalizing details of a plot to kill a woman who has since been established as his wife. Mwithiga, who was arrested after the meeting Monday, was charged with criminal attempt at murder with special circumstances, conspiracy to commit murder, and criminal attempt at intimidation of a witness.
And stupidity.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Incredible stupidity.
He should be arrested for stupidity.
Yes. Mwithiga was admitted to a $5 million US cash bail, which he is yet to pay.
Oh, and his Uber driver wasn't able to cover
him. His Uber driver couldn't cover him. No, what a shame.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We took calls from people who gave terrible Christmas gifts. And the worst one, I think, that I heard was a guy who gave a gallon of milk.
Yeah, put a gallon of milk wrapped his sister's refrigerator. There you go, sis.
Enjoy. We talked about Christmas Fight Club in Peru. They celebrate Christmas by going to church in the morning and then fighting with their enemies, unresolved conflicts in the afternoon.
It's why Santa doesn't stop there anymore.
He's had it.
He's been beaten up too many times.
And who's naked now? A guy who was naked going door to door in Florida was looking for open doors. Thank God there were none. He was arrested in a pond nearby.
And it turns out he actually lived in the complex, so everybody was quite familiar with this gentleman.
And he was on mushrooms.
Who isn't?
Like you do.
All right, I'm off to pop some mushrooms and hang out with a cat.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We have a family 4-pack of tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Merry Farm. Now through January 7th, as the park completely transforms into a classic winter wonderland. We'll take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jill.
Jill, you're caller 25.
Woohoo! I can't believe it. I've been trying and trying.
Well, you got a family 4-pack of tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Merry Farm.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Jill, make sure you take a shovel with you because apparently it's snowing down there. I don't know if you heard.
It's really hot where I live, so it'd be a nice change.
They have transformed into a classic winter wonderland.
So excited. I cannot believe I did this.
Hey, and speaking of Christmas, we got a little extra Christmas present for you now, Jill.
It is Father Christmas from the Kinks. Right now, we have a family of 4-pack of tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Merry Farm. Now through January 7th, they are transforming it into a classic winter wonderland. If you'd like to go, be caller 25 818-955 KLOS. Good luck.
Who's this?
Carlos.
Carlos, you are caller 25.
Oh, nice.
Ding, 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 ding.
Awesome.
You got a family 4-pack of tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Berry Farm now through January 7th.
Awesome. Cool.
You have 3 people you can take?
Oh, yeah. I got a wife and 2 kids.
There you go. Perfect. You don't have to leave anyone at home.
Well, you can if you want.
You can if you want, sure.
Day in and day out, David at Preferred Testing Labs has KLOS on at work.
What is David thinking?
I'm thinking that's probably one of the reasons they're preferred.
Well done.
So, you know, since Monday, we've been giving out chances to go see Motley Crue's Crew Year's Eve at the Acrisure Arena in Palm Springs. But did you know that when you win that, you're going to be staying for 2 nights at the Renaissance Esmeralda Indian Wells?
Is that right?
And I love that it's 2 nights because that gives you 1 night to recoup after the show, so you don't have to drive back.
Great.
So thanks very much to Renaissance Esmeralda Indian Hills for making that happen. Got another chance with a text to win. Word coming up in minutes. Billy Joel had always considered Madison Square Garden in New York City a temple, and on this day in rock in 1978, he played there for the very first time. Later became the first musical act to hold a residency at the Garden. Clash released the classic double album London Calling on this day in rock in 1979. It was their 3rd studio album.